Right to Decide, perform live. And I know what you're going to say. If it's live, how come it's fading out? And that's because there's a tape of all the effects and noises running behind them, which goes on for another 10 minutes, so we've got to fade that out. But they are actually live doing it, and we'll have two more space rock epics during the course of the programme.
Let's do it. Evening. Sorry, I was just having my cheese on toast and hot chocolate. I'm about to retire to bed, you know.
Right. Well, we're keeping you up, are we? Do the introductions. Tell us who the rest of the Hawkwind crew
are
tonight.
Well, we've got Ron Tree on vocals.
Hi there. Oh, my name's Ron. I'm an alien, you know.
I find we've got Richard Chadwick drums. Richard.
Hi, Richard.
We got Alan Davey on bass.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
And we have a guest guitarist, with Jerry playing occasionally.
Hello
and,
there.
Hello, everybody.
And we got me here playing guitar.
And you've got Bilko the dog.
Yes, we've got Bilko. He's lurking around somewhere.
I mean, that's the lineup for today. Anyway, I mean, how many people have been in Hawkwind over the years? Have you got a running total?
I don't know. Quite a few.
Well, I mean,
but we have been going a long time.
Since 1969, yeah.
Right.
I mean, in 1969, you set off on this voyage across time and space, Masters of the Universe. You set off on this voyage in 1969. Have you found anything yet?
No, we're still searching. You know? We're still looking for clues.
I've got a map.
I was hoping you might know, actually.
Oh, yeah, I don't know anything. I mean, the other thing, you played at... is it right that you played at the Isle of Wight, Dave?
Yep.
And I've heard two different stories of this. One that you played at the Isle of Wight Festival, the other that you, in fact, were busking outside the main gates.
No, I wasn't busking. I used to busk in London many years ago, but we did play outside the Isle of Wight. Yes, you're
so
correct,
it was outside. It was outside. And what was the atmosphere of that like? Because people talk about like Glastonbury being the closest sort of thing to the spirit of the free festivals, isn't it? I mean, is it anything like the same? Because you've been through all
this.
Well,
yeah, it was pretty chaotic because, you know, all the fences got knocked down there. There was a lot of chaos, lots of people taking LSD then.
Yeah.
You know, it's very sunny, hot,
LSD.
Very pleasant.
I mean, when you go to something like Glastonbury or something, people say, well, that's or Stonehenge, that's the spirit of the free festivals and everything. Do you find it like that, or do you think it's just a sad imitation, really?
Well, I haven't been to Glastonbury for a few years. We played at Glastonbury Free in the Travellers Field a few years ago.
Yeah.
But I haven't been back there since. It is quite expensive, you know.
And do you think it's becoming over-commercialised then? Do you think it should be like a return to a free
festival?
Well,
not really, because the one good thing is Michael Eavis does has loads of circus acts, lots of things happening there besides rock music, so it is good. A lot of people can go and see what's going on.
Now, the other thing that you're doing, and it's interesting because we're talking to Robert Fripp about this, who's had all sorts of problems with different record companies and management over the years. He started his own label. After all these years, he started his own label so he can get his own records out when he wants to, and you've done the same thing, haven't you?
Yeah, at last.
And is it making a big difference to you? I mean, you wouldn't have thought that Hawkwind would need that after all these years.
Not at the moment. maybe soon it might, you know. It's the emergency broadcast systems, ours is called. So maybe it will. We've only just started it, so...
But at least you've got sort of control over when you want to put things out and how much you want
to. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
is that why you've got a new album out as well? I've got an album of yours here, Dave Brock, Strange Trips and Pipe Dreams.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And that's new. But it says Dave Brock, Strange Trips and Pipe Dreams. Then there's a little sticker on it saying featuring Dave Brock, which you would have thought was self-evident.
Well, it's just a reminder, you know. Well, in case people forget, you know.
Okay, fair enough.
It's the other Dave Brock.
Now, then, I've got a question.
My doppelganger.
Right. Yeah. Now, I've got a question here from Lard, and you must get it all the time. Whatever happened to Stacia?
Well, she got married and has some children.
Really? Right. So he wants to know, are you still in the market for an exotic dancer? Because he's available and he's got his belly out tonight.
Well, I don't know about that. So perhaps if he moves his belly up to his chest, I mean.
Right, okay.
Don't get that.
Right. We shall attempt to...
Speaking in a high voice.
All right. We shall attempt to erect a cantilever arrangement to do that. And while you play your next rock suite. What are you going to do for us now, Dave?
This is a number called Death Trap, which goes into Wastelands of Sleep. Which goes into what, Ron? Tell us.
It's
forgotten.
When I remember, I'll tell you.
Right, okay. Well, that would be very useful, Ron. Yes, and while you're remembering...
It would be.
All right, shall we do it then?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hawkwind. Start.